This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's good to have today my friend James Huey on with me this morning on the Wednesday Watch. James was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona, and he grew up involved in church and music ministry. He began playing music at the age of 12 and began writing his own song by the age of 13. Soon, James set in motion leading gospel praise choirs with his cousin Eddie James, who himself has gained notoriety in gospel music circles as the founder of the Dove-nominated group Colorblind. While still in his teens, James wrote the highly acclaimed praise and worship song When I Think About the Lord. After high school, James went on to study at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. In his freshman year at Christ for the Nations, James led a gospel choir of over 50 strong. It is there that he taught the choir his song, When I Think About the Lord. And soon after, CF and I produced the Make Me Shout album featuring the song. It is now widely recognized as one of the modern classics in praise and worship music, is sung in churches throughout the world. Upon completing his courses at CF and I, James went on to continue his training with the Master's Commission Program in Rockford, Illinois. After he completed the Master's Commission Program, he moved back to Phoenix for over 2 years as music pastors in a local church. James has traveled extensively with Michael French Ministries, which is also a friend of mine, for over 10 years in America. He and his wife reside in Phoenix, Arizona, Leticia, with their 5 children. James has a vibrant passion to lead people in praise and worship. And, of course, I was honored to have James minister some of the services I was leading several years ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, James, it's good to have you on BPN Radio today.
Thank you for having me on.
Well,
I'm excited to be on the program today.
Yeah, well, it's an honor. It's an honor to have you on and been looking forward to it. And, of course, you have your song, When I Think About the Lord, has gained a lot of notoriety, particularly after your song was sung at the commencement exercises at Liberty University, where President Trump gave the commencement speech. Have we got just a few moments just to play a little bit of that? Can you hang on?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll play a little bit of that.
And you will be great mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers, loving friends and loving family members. You will build a future where we have the courage to chase our dreams no matter what the cynics and the doubters have to say. You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls. And you will have the faith to replace a broken establishment with a government that serves and protects the people. We must always remember that we share one home and one glorious destiny. Whether we are brown, black, or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. We all salute the same great American flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God. As you remember, what you have learned here at Liberty, As long as you have pride in your beliefs, courage in your convictions, and faith in your God, then you will not fail. And as long as America remains true to its values, loyal to its citizens, and devoted to its Creator, then our best days are yet to come. I can promise you that. This has been an exceptional morning. It's been a great honor for me, and I want to thank you, the students. I also want to thank you, the family, for getting them there. And I want to thank and congratulate Liberty. May God bless the class of 2017. May God bless the United States of America. May God bless all of you here today. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
How did it feel to have your song sung after the President of the United States just completed his speech?
I was blown away, just overwhelmed by, number one, God's faithfulness. And I was just speechless when they texted me and told me about it. I got on and listened to it and was just blown away.
Well, I know the I know that President Trump, from what I've heard, certainly enjoyed your song. And you wrote that song when you were a teenager, right?
Yes, I wrote it when I was 13 years old. I had sat down and prayed a prayer. Lord, give me a song that'll bless people around the world. And it was like opening a gift. I had the words just came, the melody just played through the melody a couple times, wrote the words out, and sang it through a few times, and my mom heard me singing it, and she said, she didn't even hear the prayer that I prayed, she said, son, that song's going to go around the world. Wow. And so it just blows my mind what God's done with it. And real quick, years later, that week I ended up taking it to my church, showed it to my cousin who was, we went to the same church, showed it to Eddie James, and so he ended up recording it on our, just on like a little tape there at the church, and so that just gave me I was just ecstatic when that happened.
Wow.
So years later, fast forward to Bible college, that gave me the confidence to share it there at the school and to show it to the worship leader there. And so I gave it to the worship leader on a little tape, and he said he didn't think it had what it needed. So he literally he put it on his shelf for years, just sitting there on his desk.
Wow.
And he said that the following year I ended up switching schools. So I wasn't even there my second year, and the following year he ended up he was looking for a song to do in chapel, and he just so happened to see that tape sitting on his desk a year later.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to do it in chapel, teach it to the students real quick and the praise team, and so they sang it in chapel service. And he said when they sang it, the school went crazy. They like loved it. And so then he realized that he might have made a mistake.
Wow.
And so he ended up recording it on the school album after
that. Uh-huh.
And they said, and they're known for their worship. I mean, they put out songs like I Worship You from back in the day. Revelation song came out of there. Tons of worship leaders, of course, Kerry Job and mm-hmm. Gateway. And, they said in the history of the school being there, that CD sold more CDs than any other record that they've sold to date.
Well, that's amazing. I know that CF&I is a great institute. Our
yes.
praise and worship leader, Breakout Radio Church, is a former music leader, and the current music leader there is a friend of mine. So they have a great group. My granddaughter went there.
Yes.
Hey, so that is a great song. But were you surprised when Liberty University, I guess, which is not known as a charismatic that much of a charismatic school, sang about being filled with the Holy Ghost?
Yes. Well, somebody else pointed that out to me the other day. I was like, that's only God.
Yeah.
That kind of blew my mind that they chose that.
I know. Hey, you saved me, raised me, and filled me with the Holy Ghost. And
right.
Maybe President Trump got filled with the Holy Ghost that day.
Maybe they're prophesying.
Right. But this is not the first year that they have sang your song at their commencement. I know at least three former years they have sang your song.
Yes, that's been blowing my mind in itself as well, that they've chosen that. I'm just still blown away that they've been using it on it, that they have.
Yeah, it's quite amazing that a 13-year-old boy could write a song like that would be sang before the President of the United States one day. I guess you never dreamed that would happen.
No, and you know what really blows my mind is I just prayed a prayer, Lord, let me touch the President's life some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, you know, some prayers, they have to be God, because there's no way in the world that you could ever, make things happen. And so I just prayed that prayer to the Lord, and so when it happened, I was just almost like, oh my gosh, Lord, you just kind of blew my mind with that answered prayer.
Mm-hmm.
When it happened, I was teaching a class at a church that I was visiting on asking
mm-hmm.
God and just having faith to believe that our Heavenly Father is a good Father. And the Bible says that if earthly fathers give good gifts, how much more our Heavenly Father?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sharing with the church about how we need to don't be afraid to ask God. And then I just share with them that story about how I asked the Lord for that song even when I was 13. And,
wow.
And I even asked him to touch the President's life. And so literally 5 minutes after I'm sharing that, it comes on. I get a text on my phone saying, did you see the President just hear your song? So as I was teaching that class on asking, God was answering my prayer while I was in the middle of teaching some people about having faith and asking God. Just blew my mind.
James Huey, that is an amazing story. What has happened since President Trump spoke right before your song was sung? Has anything happened in your own personal life, in your ministry?
Well, definitely my phone started buzzing a little bit. Everybody was just kind of blown away by what had just happened. And I was kind of blown away. I thought about reaching out even to the college there, and next year when they start school, possibly going up there and singing it and connecting with them. But it's been just mind blowing what that happened. You know,
that's great. So you started writing music and singing songs so I know that you travel with Michael French. What is most of your ministry been made up of? I guess you've traveled a lot.
Well, I was with Michael for about 13 years, mm-hmm. and 12, 13 years, and just 2 years ago, took a little break, took a church position from the road, and realized that the Lord was kind of wanting me to stretch my wings and fly on my own. And so in January, I launched out on my own, preaching and leading worship at churches around the country. So since January 1st, I've been traveling to different churches, and just watching what the Lord is doing around the country and as He opens different doors for ministry, and just blowing my mind how the Lord moves when you take a step of faith.
That's right.
How things just begin to move when you move. And mm-hmm. I love how the Bible says our steps are ordered. And how if we're not stepping, He can't order anything if you're not taking a step.
That's true. That's true.
And so I took a huge step of faith and stepped out on my own this past January. And the Lord's just been blowing my mind in every service, and looking forward to what's ahead.
Wow. Definitely. So do you you travel to local churches?
Yes. Travel local churches. Mm-hmm. I said, Lord, I'll go wherever you send me.
Wow. How can churches and pastors and different people groups get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, jameshueyworship.com, and they can find me there. I've got some music up there as well, and of course through Facebook also. Mm-hmm. And
I want to apologize to my listening audience. We have a lawnmower that's right outside of our studio mowing the grass. They could be mowing at any time of the day, but they chose this time to mow. So anyhow, we may have some lawnmower noise, but it's okay. James, I trust that people will get in touch with you, buy your music. How can they buy your music? I know they can buy your music on iTunes. How else can they buy your music?
There's a few there's a few different websites that it's on. If they want to for me to send them one, I could do that as well. They could just email me their contact info, and then I'll get in touch with them. Okay. And love to send them some music as well.
You've written a lot of great songs, not just When I Think About the Lord, but you've written some great songs. Sunrise, that I've heard many churches sing, and some other music. I'm going to play some of your more of your music here when we get finished with the interview. But I would encourage people to get your music. I was amazed to hear that you wrote the song when you were 13. Is that when you started writing songs at 13?
Yes. I was telling somebody the other day that the first, I think I was 12 or 13 years old when I first started. Uh-huh. And the first song I ever wrote had two words in it. Accept him. Accept him in your life. That was the first song I ever wrote at that age. But I kept on writing. I didn't give up. I just kept pressing, even though the Lord gave me the gifts. He wanted me to exercise it, you know what I mean, and not just sit on it. Mm-hmm. And I was just sharing with some people the other day that, you know, the Lord gives you gifts, but if you don't practice your gifts, then you'll stay at that point.
Yeah.
Had I not written, kept writing, and I mean, I would spend hours and hours just at my keyboard, just in worship and writing songs. Mm-hmm. And so later on, when I was 13, about a year later, is when I wrote When I Think About the Lord. But if you saw all the papers that I wrote in between that 1 year, I mean, there was tons of songs that I was writing.
Yeah.
And I refused to give up on those two words.
Okay.
You know, and
James is kind of like a preacher with all of his sermon notes. You know, he has all of those notes. He may only preach a small portion of that, but he's got lots of notes that he's written over the years. And so how do you get your revelation for a song? Inspiration, a revelation.
It's different usually, almost every time. Of course, through prayer and just worship. I could be walking somewhere or hear something and get an idea and inspiration. Mm-hmm. So it's usually, it could be different in different places. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll usually try and stop wherever I am and push record on my phone.
There you
try
go.
And sing it through.
That's what I do when I get a prophetic word. I just push my phone and I start capturing it right then. I think it's very, very important. And if there are people out there listening and they say, I want to be a songwriter, I believe that I have the ability to write songs, where do they send their songs? What do they do with their songs?
Say that one more time.
Well, if a person is a songwriter and or they want to be a songwriter and they have a song, where do they send their songs? What do they do with them?
They can, number one, I'd say copyright it. Go to copyright.gov and can copyright your music. And then I always love to share with people that with the internet now, with YouTube and all the outlets, you have way more outlets now than we did before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many hundreds of thousands, millions of people can have access to your music now when before they didn't.
Right.
So I would just encourage people to, you know, do a copy of it, a video, throw it on YouTube, and share it with your friends, with worship leaders around the country. Just kind of send it to them, and it'll get out there almost by itself with the power of the internet nowadays.
Yeah. People are writing songs all the time. It's amazing, and I believe that I believe that new songwriters are popping up and appearing, and you know, I believe there's some young songwriters out there that would really like to get their music out. I think they just need a little bit of encouragement, and to know that you started at 12 or 13 years old is quite amazing. So where do you see yourself going, and what's your vision?
I am actually right in the middle of it right now. I see myself on the road for the next at least 8 years, traveling and leading worship and just praying for what's next. You know, the Lord kind of gives you little glimpses here and there. So I know from now, for the next 8 to 10 years, I'll be on the road traveling the country, leading worship, preaching in different churches, and as the Lord opens them, opens the doors. And I'm also working on another project that should be on next year's around this time. And so I'm looking forward to some new music coming out as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, yes. I see you in a stadium with 100,000 people singing with you, worshiping with you. That being on video and that being an album one day. I don't know if it's a now word or future word, but I see you in a stadium leading worship with 100,000 people, and that being captured. I know that you have a bright future. I believe it's bigger than you think it is, James. And
wow.
So I just bless you, and I want you, before you go, when we hang up, I'm going to play some more of your music. I'm gonna play your version of When I Think of the Lord, Sunrise, and some other music. But I do want to thank you for being on today, and I want to thank Cheryl Ortiz, our mutual friend, who encouraged me to have James Huey on BPN Radio. And so I'm thankful for her and our a lot of our mutual friends, James. So would you say a prayer for those who want to record, those who want to lead worship, those who want to write songs, however the Holy Spirit leads you? Then you can pray.
Yes, I also want to make known that I love helping out different songwriters around the country. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's interested in songwriting, feel free to connect with me as well.
Oh, wow!
And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for all the songwriters around the country. Lord, I pray that you would use them, allow them to step into their calling. God, I pray that they will release the songs that you desire to release through them, Lord, to the nations of the world, Father, even to their local churches, Father. Lord, there's no telling what will happen as we're obedient with the call that you've given us. And I pray that songwriters all over the country will be encouraged and share the songs that you place in their hearts. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. James Huey, it's been great to have you on. It's jameshuey.com. That's how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. Yes.
H-U-E-Y. James Huey. Thanks for being on today, and we'll have you back again. Bless you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. James Huey. So we're going to... we're going to play When I Think About the Lord with James Huey and his song, as well as his song Sunrise. So here we go. James Huey, it's been great to have him on today. I love this song.
how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on top.
Hey, that's James Huey. It's been great to have James as my special guest here on BPN Radio, and he's gained a lot of notoriety since his song that he wrote, this song, When I Think About the Lord, was sang immediately at Liberty University following President Donald Trump's commencement address there at Liberty. And I've known James for a long time. I'm so thankful and grateful that God is promoting him. Promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down, stands another one up. Here's another song that James wrote, and then we'll be back to do some more praying. But here's a song that many churches across America sing, and I like this one by James Huey, called Sunrise. Here we go on BPN Radio on the Wednesday Watch.
Sunrise, I'm praising. Sunset.
Okay, there you have
Hallelujah.
There you have James Huey, and he's been our guest here on BPN Radio today, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Redemption's
blood was spilled for my ransom, and everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross.
lost. What they didn't know is death was beaten. It was you standing at the grave, Son of God rising up again, for all the world to know.
Tells us to enter into thy closet and shut thy door. Now, closet in the original Greek means bedchamber. These are the times when we enter into that intimacy, our recreated spirit with the Holy Spirit of God, and have that relationship. And then life comes forth. And thank God for the chamber experience. In the chamber.
Father, I worship you out of my spirit. Blessing and thanking you in our own way. Your heart I covet, Lord, your will and purpose. So into submission I surrender this day. Into the chamber, speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover Shekinah unending is all I long for. Now on my pathway the wine press falls heavy, but bringing forth only the best of the wine. So I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling, to be a part of that beautiful lady and bride. Into the chamber, be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover Shekinah unending is all.